Tired of discounting your products and services to get a sale? There's more to marketing than discounting. Tune in now to the Small Business Marketing Ideas Podcast with The Joy of Marketing to learn how to build your business with creative marketing ideas. Hosts Sarah Petty and Aaron Verbeck are MBAs, former ad agency marketing directors, and successful small business owners. They look at marketing, well, a bit differently. Turn up your speakers and get ready for some marketing caffeine to perk up your business.
Hi guys, it's Sarah Petty and Aaron Verbeck from The Joy of Marketing, and we're back with another marketing idea made simple for you. Today we're going to talk about something we often hear small business owners struggling with, and that's what makes you different. Sometimes it's referred to as your USP or your unique selling proposition, but we like to call it your sustainable competitive advantage. If it's not sustainable, it's not an advantage, which is why we're always talking about not competing on price, because you can't sustain a price advantage. I can't tell you how many times each week we look at different businesses' websites. We go to the About Me section. When we look at those, we could literally take off the business name and replace it with any other business owner because the story isn't unique. There's nothing about it that really yells what makes this business different and why we should do business with them. I did a workshop several years ago, a private little mini one, and there were three business owners that came in. We sat down on the ground late in the day when we got ready to talk about promotion. We laid out all of their promotional pieces and we started passing them around and looking at them, and they all got sort of in a big mishmash pile. And we started looking at them and I'm like, guys, I don't know whose are whose. I can't tell any difference between the three because your businesses look so similar and all of your marketing pieces and everything you're doing are looking too similar. And they sat there with these big eyes. And it was hard because, you know, you work so hard on your business and you put your heart and soul into it. And then to sit there and go, oh, this other person, you know, really two other businesses had things that were so similar. So it was a really good illustration that, my gosh, you have to work really hard to communicate what it is that makes you different.
I've got a quick example for you guys about the kind of thing that you should be looking for when it comes to finding what makes you different. So everybody knows Target and Walmart. And, you know, it's one of those things that I think we can all clearly communicate the distinct differences that they have between the two stores. So, you know, we're familiar with both, and they've each done a great job in their marketing to position themselves on characteristics that make them different. So when you think of Walmart, you always think that they have the lowest prices. And whether or not they do, you know, I haven't done a comparison to see, you know, okay, can I get my napkins cheaper at Target than I can at Walmart? But Walmart has done a really good job of branding themselves as the people that have the lowest prices always. On the flip side, Target positions themselves more as someone who's a little more aggressive and forward-thinking when it comes to design. So they have these limited edition collections by special designers, and they work really hard on their merchandising and their stores. I mean, the stores even look different. And then the way that they advertise their products, it's not all based on price. It's more based on kind of the hip, it, cool factor. So right there, those are two companies that both are competing for the discount shopper, but they're clearly different.
And that's funny because I hear business owners every day saying, oh, there's so much competition. There's so much competition. Well, where do you usually find a Walmart and a Target? Right next to each other.
Exactly.
People have a definite choice. They can walk 20 more steps or maybe a little farther, but they can always make the choice between the two. And I'm not a price sensitive shopper. I prefer having cooler product choices and a better shopping experience. So I do anything I can to avoid going into Walmart. If there's a Target, I'm going into Target all day long because even if you're buying paper plates, they are going to have some fun, more hip seasonal ones. Yeah, Walmart will be cheaper, but you're going to get the basic white flimsy paper plate. You may get a styrofoam one or whatever. But when you go to Target, you know you're going to have better choices. The aisles are wider. Just everything about the store is appealing for different reasons. So that was a really good example. Let's give everyone three tips for helping them determine what makes them different. First, everyone, look at your competitors so that you can have perspective. If you know Aaron and I at all, we do not harp on knowing everything that your competitors are doing, because for the most part, you will succeed or fail based on what you do, not what your competitor does. But when it comes to your sustainable competitive advantage, you obviously need to know what they're doing so you can know what you do differently. First, you want to look at your main competitors in your market and figure out, what are they known for? What position do they own in the mind of the consumer? This isn't what you think, this is what consumers think. Are they the cheapest? Are they the edgiest? Are they the hippest? Are they the most green and recycled? You can start asking your friends, your clients. Well, really, your friends aren't the best to ask because they're not as objective, but ask clients, ask strangers. Hey, I'm in the market for XYZ. Who do you recommend? I own a boutique photography studio. So if I were starting in a new market, I would go to the mall and I would push a stroller and I would stop other moms pushing a stroller and say, hey, I have this new baby. Who are the good baby photographers? And they might say, oh, so-and-so is really good, but they're really expensive. Or the new person in town's really great. She takes you all over and does all these great things. So what you'll find is you start asking enough people, you'll start hearing the same responses over and over. I just got an email a couple days ago from someone who said, I'm working on this, but I live in a market with millions of people. How can I possibly do this? And I said, well, in a market of millions of people, there are plenty of opportunities for your business. Where I would start is by going to your local mall, local neighborhoods, because people are probably most likely doing business because of geographic location. Yes, they may search out the best of something and drive across town, but in a huge market, you start asking people in your neighborhoods, you will start finding opportunities. And maybe even you will find that there is nobody that owns the position in the market. People don't know where to go. They've never used that product or service, which means you have all the more opportunity at that point.
So if you're a little shy and you're thinking, oh my gosh, there's no way I could go out and ask strangers on the street, you know, this is a perfect job for an intern. Or you can even have a friend do it for you if you trust that they will report back accurately what it is that you're looking for. And again, don't lead them. Don't say that you're doing research. Just say, hey, I'm trying to figure out, I'm new in town, I'm trying to figure out who the best dentist is. Or, you know, I have little kids and, you know, they're a little scared of getting their hair cut. Where should I go? Who does a really good job with giving children's haircuts that gives them a little bit of extra care and attention? You know, so even if you're scared to do it, there are people that you can have do it for you. But it is so important because you can't make this decision in a vacuum. You have to look at what your competitors are doing and kind of who is seen as being the best in each different area in your market.
Erin, that's a really good point. And everybody feels like this is such an overwhelming task. Oh, I don't know how to do this. But anybody that's moved, you do that already. You want to find the coolest local dry cleaner. You want to find the good places to eat in the neighborhood. All of a sudden you learn, well, this restaurant's good, but they're more expensive. So maybe you don't go there as often, but you go there for special things. This one's got a really fast drive-through lane. So you know, if you're running late, you can go there. You learn all of that stuff when you move into a new neighborhood. So just start asking people, and you could even throw in other businesses. You know, where do I find a dry cleaner? Where do I find a photographer? Where do I find the good restaurants? And start learning how people are categorizing these different businesses. And you'll start to see what these businesses have as an advantage.
So after you do that, then you need to look at what you offer in comparison to your competitors that you've identified in step one. So what is it that you offer that your competitors don't? So maybe they say, well, you know, these people are really great at haircuts, but they only specialize in adults. They really don't do anything for kids. So that's not where I would go to take your kids for a haircut. But on the flip side, you know, there's this place around the corner that does really great with kids, but, you know, I wouldn't let them touch my hair, but they have a thing with kids, you know. So whatever it is, you need to start looking at what it is that you offer that they don't. And then look at what you offer that would be hard for them to copy. So Sarah, I know you have a good example of something you've done in your market with your photography studio that is pretty hard to copy for anybody new coming into the market or opening a photography studio.
Yeah, so we specialize in kids at my studio. So everything in my studio is set up to cater to kids. And we made an investment early on of an elaborate track system that mounts all of our photography lighting to the ceiling. The cords even plug in on the ceiling so that there's nothing kids can touch or break. The moms don't have to run around saying, oh, don't touch this. Don't. That creates a negative experience. So when I tell people on the phone what makes me different, I explain that one of the reasons that we're able to get the images that we're able to get and capture candid expressions is because we do specialize in kids. We've invested in making it so that everything in our studio is set up for kids. We have a trampoline, we have a treasure chest, tattoos. We make it this unbelievable experience. And while someone could copy that, it's a big investment. You have to have a retail space, you have to have high enough ceilings. So it does give us an advantage that's pretty sustainable.
That's right. So definitely you need to know what that advantage is and what it is that you can do that someone else can't. And then also ask your current clients, what is it that you're known for currently? What is it that people talk about you for in your market? And you'd be surprised. It may not be what you think it is. So, you know, Sarah, with some of your clients, you're known as being this hip, awesome senior photographer. But with other clients, you're known for being the person that you go to for newborns. So, you know, you need to ask your clients. It may not be exactly what you think it is. So ask your clients what you're known for currently.
And then once you've identified what your competitors are known for, and you're looking at what you offer in comparison to your competitors, then turn back to your passions. I know a lot of people say, well, you know, there are so many people doing what I do. Well, look at your passion. What is it that you love to do? What are your special talents, skills, knowledge? What if you weren't doing this for money and you were just doing it for fun? What would you do? What is it that makes you excited to jump out of bed every day and do? I know for me, it's photographing little kids. When I have a session with 3 kids under 5, I get so excited. And I'm sure many photographers are like, oh, I dread it when that happens. But I know there's going to be magic and adrenaline. And so those days, I don't have any anxiety about my day because I know I'm going to have a blast and I love it. So that's how I built my business on this is what I specialize in. Figure out what you dislike. I know when I first started, I was like, oh, I'm a photographer. So anybody that would call, I would say yes. And I got suckered into doing some events where, you know, the grip and grin, where you're lining people up. And it was a dark house and I didn't have the right equipment and it was terrible. And the whole time I kept thinking, oh, I wonder what my kids are doing. I wonder what my husband's doing. Had these new little babies at home. And I told myself, I'm not doing that anymore. That is not the kind of business I can build because I will hate every single day of it. You want to look at other things like what complaints you're hearing about your type of business. You know, what are people looking for? What are they wanting? So it's hard to sustain something that makes you different if you don't have a passion about it. You have to love every single thing. Well, I shouldn't say every single thing, but you should love every single client that comes in or every product that you're hand making or the services you offer, because if it's not, and it's not something the market wants, it's going to be very hard for you to sustain that business.
So you want to make sure that you meld your passions now that you know what those are with any gaps that you've identified in the market. So where are places that your competitors aren't or where you know you can be better than they are? So take those passions and match up with the gaps in the market and work on the words for how you communicate those differences to your clients. So think back to the Target and Walmart example that I gave. They do such a great job with words and pictures describing what it is that makes them so different. And we can make such a clear visual in our minds for the differences between those two experiences. And I know it can be tough, but you need to sit with it for a few days. This isn't something that you can sit down and cross off your list in 5 minutes. Mull it around. Bring it to your friends and family now. Now's the time for their help. Not when you're asking for competitors are good at, but now when you're looking at this is what makes me different and these are my passions, now bring it to them and see what they think. This is where they can help. And make sure you craft a story that's uniquely you and truly is different. So thanks today, you guys, for listening in with us. We always have so much fun teaching you something that we love so much. If you want to hear more of our podcast, subscribe right here in iTunes to get 2 new episodes a month of Marketing Ideas Made Simple for You. And also be sure to check out our blog where we share tons of great marketing ideas every single day, Monday through Friday at www.thejoyofmarketing.com/blog.
Can't get enough marketing ideas? Check out The Joy of Marketing's free resources at www.thejoyofmarketing.com/free for more marketing ideas made simple every day. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast if you want to make sure you don't miss an episode.